Hello everybody, how have you been? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. So today we're going to focus on a few expressions with the word bar. I don't mean bar as in the place you go to get a few drinks. I mean bar as that long, rigid piece of solid material that can be used to support something, or it can also be used as a barrier or as a part to some kind of structure and so on. So here's the first expression. Bar none. Sound familiar? Never heard of it? Well, either way, please listen to these examples of bar none being used. Ryan Morris has the best music videos, bar none. We have the most lucrative compensation plan in this industry, bar none. This is the best speech on gun control I've ever seen, bar none. So, after listening to these examples, what do you think bar none means? Well, it means no exceptions. And that is why bar none usually follows a statement that something or someone is the best, the most intelligent, the most efficient, and so on. It can be used for the bad stuff as well, like, this is the worst hotel I've ever been to, bar none. But it's just more frequently used to emphasize the best, the strongest, the most talented, and so on. I'm trying to remember now how I could use bar none in my personal opinions, so here are a few. I think Friends is the funniest sitcom ever, bar none. Mango is my favorite fruit, bar none. It is also the most delicious fruit on the planet, bar none. Do you agree? Disagree? Let me know in the comments. Let's wrap up this section with one more example I found on Twitter. All those other examples came from Twitter as well, by the way. So here it goes. Bike riding is, bar none, the best way I have found to clear my head. Alright, so here's another expression with bar. Behind bars. I bet many of you have heard this one before, especially if you're a fan of cop shows on TV. Behind bars is an informal way of saying in prison, in jail. So if someone is behind bars, they're in prison. Yep, that's it. Listen to this example. Danielle Kellogg is sentenced to 15 years behind bars for the DYI crash that killed a 7-month-old. So this Danielle lady was sentenced to 15 years in prison. She'll be behind bars for 15 years. Here's another piece of news I read. A federal judge sentenced Anthony Johnson to 6.5 years behind bars for insider trading. 6.5 years behind bars. In other words, in prison. By the way, what's insider trading? That is the sharing of privileged information, information that should not be shared with the public. So, some people go ahead and share that information with other people, and those people use that info for personal financial gain. For example, to buy stocks that will make them lots of money. I think that famous American celebrity Martha Stewart spent some time behind bars for insider trading. And hasn't that soap opera Salve Jorge just come to an end? So, who's behind bars in the final episode? Let us know in the comments and talk to you next time.